It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. It's Monday morning, and that's when we check in with IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell for an update on happenings at the Statehouse. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Now, the issue of the Branstad administration's confidential settlements with laid-off workers still seems to be front and center at the Capitol. As much as $400,000 was given out to fired workers. That doesn't show up on any budgets or balance sheets. The governor, for his part, has outlawed such settlements in the future. Joyce, what's going to happen this week?
Well, Senate Democrats have scheduled three meetings of the Oversight Committee, which is charged with providing a check on the executive branch. And they've invited top officials at the Department of Administrative Services. They were invited last week but did not appear, and that led to a lot of criticism from Democrats who they say they're demanding answers. Senator Mike Gronstall provided a little bit cooler head on the matter. He said, of course, the DAS needs time to, in his words, get their story straight before they appear before lawmakers.
Now, there's a lot of talk about those confidential settlements, but what about the fact that so many hundreds of state workers were laid off, whether or not they were paid settlements to leave?
Well, it's part of Governor's Branstad's vow to reduce state government by 10%. You might remember that from the campaign. So lots of workers are losing their jobs. Democrats are specifically unhappy that in the drive to trim the state workforce, some workers have been reclassified from merit employees to so-called at-will employees who can be fired at any time. They say that's a return to the patronage system instead of hiring and firing on the basis of merit.
Okay.
The Senate, by the way, passed a bill to address that, but it died in the Republican-controlled House.
So what else will be taking up oxygen at the Capitol this week?
Well, as you know, one of the governor's top priorities is expanding broadband in the state, more high-speed internet. And big telecommunications lobbyists have been very visible at the Capitol lately. And it turns out that they've been pushing for more streamlined rules for siting cell phone towers as part of that broadband bill. And that raises concerns from a whole host of interested parties. Cities, airports, rural water districts all have strong opinions about where new cell phone towers should go up. So it's going to take some work to hammer that one out.
Also, some work still to be done on a bill to phase out greyhound racing.
Yeah, both sides have brought in some heavy hitter lobbyists on this. It's pitting the casinos, who say greyhound racing is a drain on their operation, against the greyhound industry, whose livelihood is at stake, obviously. By the end of the week, the two sides were both huddling in private somewhere downtown. Former House Speaker Don Avenson, who's now a lobbyist, he's trying to hammer out an agreement that both sides can live with. And if anyone can hammer out an agreement on this, he can. Lawmakers have pretty much turned this over to the interested parties and said, you guys work this out, then come back and we'll approve it. Here's Oskaloosa Republican Guy Vanderlinden.
I hope it focuses both parties on the seriousness of this and that they work something out between them, frankly, so we don't have to.
Okay, so finally, what's your latest prediction on when the legislature is actually going to wrap things up?
Well, there's definitely a shutdown vibe in the air, what Senator Gronstall calls shutdown fever. But the entire state budget still needs to be approved. Gronstall was a little pessimistic about that at the end of the week.
Today, I'd say there's some drifting apart, and by next Monday, I think there'll be some drifting together. And that's just the nature of how these sessions play out.
And of course, I'm fully aware that it's only inside the Capitol that people care very much about when the shutdown is going to happen.
Okay. Thanks so much, Joyce.
Thank you, Clay.
That's Joyce Russell. She is our correspondent at the State House. She joins us Mondays to preview the week ahead at the Capitol.